This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My star is rising and I'm going to leave you behind?
You're on Monday and Tuesday.
That's going to be a tough turnaround because I'm going to get off the air at 4 tomorrow. And then I get home by 5:30. And then alarm clock goes off at 2:33 to do that 5 a.m. hour. Nobody's feeling sorry for me.
You're going to be fine. You're going to be fine.
All right. Back to this trade. We do have the updated odds.
This is, of course, from, do we have a new person working today?
Oh, there's B. Wes Mills.
Wesley, can you give me a breaking news sounder on this?
Can you not see him? Because the glare, sometimes I can't see him back there.
He's combed his hair today.
He always combs his hair. Breaking news sounder, because we do have. Well, the huge breaking news is Anthony Davis is going to be a Laker, and the Lakers gave up a whole ton of assets. But the breaking news that we're going to break for you now comes courtesy of Darren Rovell.
I love what the 408 just texted. Zion will be a poor man's Blake Griffin. That's a pretty good description. Griffin 6'10", 6'11", built like just a freak of nature.
Yeah.
And I think Zion's a 6'7". He's a pocket. He's pocket Blake. I'm going to call him pocket Blake.
Did you say Blake's 6'10"?
Yeah.
No. Is he?
6'10", 6'11".
Really?
Yeah. Let's look it up.
I thought he was 6'8", or 6'9".
Maybe I'm seeing things.
So you're down on Zion, huh?
Go for it.
No, you do it. You're the seasoned news guy. You're the guy with Emmys.
I wanted to look something up.
Do it.
This is per Darren Rovell, who is the best sports business writer in the business, and I know he gets the business from a lot of people.
Do it.
But I got to be honest with you. I'm a huge Darren Rovell guy. Pro Darren Rovell.
Do it.
20 minutes after Anthony Davis to the Lakers breaks, here are the futures odds at DraftKings. The Lakers are plus 550. So what that means is you'd have to bet $550 to win 100. On the title, for the title.
Wow.
So the Lakers are plus 550. Is that it? You bet 100.
I can't
believe
what that means because the Warriors are plus.
I do that now. I do that right now. What's $100?
Because the Warriors are plus 1,300. So if you bet 1,300 to win 100 from the Warriors, that can't be it. Because
you bet 100 to win 1,300? I'm not going to do that. All right. So you bet 100, you win 550. I'm not a gambler.
Okay. Got it.
So again.
Neither am I.
When I'm announcing an NBA game, you know I'm not on the take. Because you know I don't even know how to read these numbers.
So when you're officiating, I'm going to assume that you're not on the take either.
You know I'm not on the take. That's true. Very true. Lakers, plus 550. Bucks, plus 550. Raptors, plus 550. But in Canadian, you only win like $18.20. It's a joke that
you get a loony.
Old.
You don't get a loony. You get loonies?
Did you know they are having a new, there's a push in Canada to have a special mint edition loony with Kawhi Leonard's picture on it?
Well, why not a Kevon Looney?
That's
he's a restricted free agent. They could get him.
He should sign. Oh, my God.
Can you imagine the bobblehead that's they could come up with?
Oh, my God. That's their pitch to him.
Right?
A Kevon Looney. And then they give him a coin with his picture.
I want him back.
I'm sorry. I'm on the Raptors side. I go with a champion.
Kevon, we're going to name a coin after you. If you come here, we will have something called a loony, the unit of financial measurement. The Rockets are ahead of the Warriors.
The Rockets are plus 850, and then the Warriors are plus 1,300. But I'll be honest with you. The Lakers jettison up to 550 on your $100 bet. You know what? We know our off-season talking point. Who can catch the Lakers? Right?
No.
That's going to be the talking point. If you're an NBA fan right now, if you're a Warrior fan, for about the last half hour, you've forgotten about KD being out for next year and Klay the same.
True.
You started to think, you know what? Are the Lakers going to be the new evil empire again? Have they come back? Has their five-year window of disgust, of horrid play, because it's been filthy down there. They've been awful. And everyone has loved the Lakers being awful. But is that five-year window shut? and they're back to dominance.
The Lakers are listed even. No, they're listed considerably better than the Rockets next year. The Lakers.
True.
Over the Rockets.
True.
That is assuming. Here's what you're assuming. This is putting a lot of stock in LeBron James and his ability to lead, because every guy who's still there in a Lakers uniform was on the table at one point as a trade chip, right? They know that it was just a matter of the Pelicans didn't want me. I was offered to the Pelicans, but they didn't want me, which means the Pelicans didn't want me and the Lakers didn't want me. And now I've got LeBron, Davis, and maybe, what are we thinking, Kemba Walker or...
I say J.J. Redick.
J.J. Redick. And I just can't see how any of the younger Lakers that are still there are too stoked about their role with this team right now. Now they're going to have to get it over in a hurry.
Yeah, I don't think they care. They are here to win a championship, and they have got their sights, knowing that the window is closed. But what this deal does, if Anthony Davis signs a longer-term deal with the Lakers, this gives them a current team that competes for a championship, and when LeBron is gone, a face of the team in Anthony Davis.
Yeah.
Brow is now.
Absolutely. Hey, let's squeeze in AK and Fremont before we bounce.
All right, AK.
Real quick, AK, you got very limited time. Get in, get out.
Hey, hi there.
What's
Good
up,
afternoon.
Man?
Quick question. If Larry Ellison had bought the Warriors, would we be having any of these discussions about how great the Warriors have been in the last 5 years?
Probably not.
Okay, anyway, I wanted to share just my one kind of Warriors Oracle moment. So I grew up actually in the Tri-Valley, and I used to play basketball, point guard. And I used to go to the gym, and there was this guy that was in there playing ball, and he was, like, really good, not flashy or anything. And then I came back to play ball, like, a couple weeks later, and he brought his brother in. And it turns out his brother was Chris Mullin.
Oh, hilarious. That's
yeah,
awesome.
I got to play with Chris, and I hit a jumper over him. And then in that day also, who was in the gym was Cliff Robinson, but the Cliff Robinson from Castlemont High School, not Cliff Robinson from the Portland Trail Blazers.
This wasn't at the Alameda Navy base by any chance, was it?
No, it was at Club Sport in San Ramon. So I grew up in
I've been to that place. I might have been on the floor with you at that time, my friend. I've been there. I was a longtime member in 89.
I played in a pickup game back in the late 80s at the Alameda Navy base that has so many future or present at the time NBA All-Stars. It will blow you away. I'm going to give it to the audience when we come back, but they're going to have to sit and wait for it.
That's a tease.
Chris Mullin might have been there.
Don't try to do a podcast, because that type of teasing you're not going to be able to accomplish, okay? Urban and Cozumore, 95.7 The Game.
I'm here for you, Coz.
We need to get a little pillow talk going. Urban, Cozumore, and you on a Saturday leading into Father's Day. We hope you have a Father's Day weekend that is like none other, and that you get whatever it is you got coming to you.
Someone's poking the bear right now.
Who? What's going on?
The 669. Sorry, Warriors fans. The Lakers got Anthony Davis. Your misery is just beginning.
There you go. Laker fans are coming. They're coming out strong.
Warrior fans, what's your answer to that? Laker fans are coming after you.
I got to be honest. I did not see this going down.
I didn't either. I didn't think it happened.
I didn't think that they would trade him in the Western Conference, because you got to see him four times in theory.
Right.
New Orleans, part of the Western Conference.
He'll be load managed two of those four times.
You think so?
Load managed.
I think they're
going
to
go back.
Just
turned it into a verb.
That's cool. I think when they go back to New Orleans that Anthony Davis is going to be there, and he's going to make sure LeBron plays and make sure whoever else is on the roster. They're going to have the A-team up. They're going to want to run it up on those Pels. I'm just telling you, that's how I see it.
Somebody called you freaking hilarious.
In a good way or...
In a good way. We need you on the weeknights.
Oh, wait, whoa. No, you don't. I'm in bed by 8:30, 9 o'clock.
Mr. Cozumel is not working until 11 midnight.
When you see me doing like a Giants or an A's post-game show at that hour, I am on autopilot. I am barely awake. It's like a robot. It's Robotron 6000.
No, it's professionalism.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, it's savvy veteran.
I had a show so bad recently that I actually apologized to the producer. I pulled her aside and apologized to her. I was so rotten.
Really?
Yeah. It's past my bedtime.
Now I'm complete. This is the gambling thing, man. I just don't get it. Now I'm confused. I thought I had it. Now someone says you guys were right. It is 1,300 to win 100. The Warriors are still the favorites. Well, then why are the Raptors and the Bucks and the Lakers listed on top of them at plus 550?
Let's not worry about it.
Nah, let's not.
It's 100 to win 1,300.
Let's clear the couple calls. We got a guest, and then we get into Good Football Basketball.
Yeah, we do. We're going to have Eric Crocker on. He's a former cornerback in the NFL and played for the Jets, but he's a kind of a localish guy, Stockton, Lodi area. You want the Juice Man?
Yeah, let's go Juice Man in Oakland. What's up, Juice Man?
Juice Man, Anthony Davis is a Laker. Are you going to buy a Brow Laker jersey now?
No, I'm a Dubs fan, diehard. The crazy thing is my family's from New Orleans, and I go back and forth to New Orleans. Love the city, great food, great atmosphere. But I've been to a few Pelicans games because my dad has season tickets, and my dad got a picture with Anthony Davis in his neighborhood in New Orleans, and they took a picture together. And it's crazy, like, they really don't know how to run a franchise. Like, it's like you let the evil empire, which reminds me of a Yankees trade in baseball back in the early 2000-ish, mid-2000s. You don't give Anthony Davis up for Lonzo Ball. Josh Hart is a good role player. And Brandon Ingram, that can't find himself on the court. Why do you not ask for Kyle Kuzma in that deal? You don't know what you're going to get out of Zion Williams because he played in college. He's now going to play against grown men built his same way. He's not going to be explosive like he was against 18, 19-year-old kids. This is crazy to me. I feel like they had a better trade on the hand of to the Knicks. Maybe you can get R.J. Barrett to come in there and get a few first-round picks. The Lakers is going to be a good team. You got two first-round picks coming in the near future that you might be picking in the late 20s.
I hear you, my man. Juice Man, we got to run. We got a guest coming on, so we got to hit it. Thank you very much for the call. But I think what he talks about, and the Lakers are going to be something, I think a lot of people feel the same way, including, Michael, our next guest, Eric Crocker, former cornerback, was a member of the Jets, also played in the Arena League. He is joining us. He's by the way, he is also, this is a cool thing, he is a host of the Press Coverage podcast and a 4th and 9 contributor.
Mm-hmm.
I like that he's a Northern California guy, Stockton. Lodi, which is the gateway to Galt.
I like that he's a former Jet, J-E-T-S, Jets, Jets,
so he's
Jets.
Got a lot of good going for him. We welcome you in, Eric. Jim Cozumel, along with Michael Urban. But it's my understanding, Eric, we're not going to like you because you're a Laker fan. Is that correct?
I'm a diehard Laker fan, and I'm excited right now. This guy, A.B., so, yeah, it's all good over here. Finally, we need some good news coming up.
You are in Northern California, where the three-time champion Warriors are, and you're a stone's throw from Sacramento, where the upstart Kings are, and you're telling me you're a longtime Laker fan, Eric.
My uncle, he was a Laker fan growing up. You know, he was watching the Lakers. I was in like the third grade, second grade. And I said, what are you watching? He said, the Lakers. This is my favorite team. And I said, well, it's my favorite team now too. So since second grade, you know, Eddie Jones is wearing number 25 as a rookie. Yeah, you know, around that time, that's when I started being a Laker fan.
All right. Well, unfortunately, we've run out of time.
Yeah,
thanks
sorry,
for yours.
Eric. Hey, buddy. All right, yeah. Let's talk a little football if we can. We're going to sidestep for just a little bit of football here. Can we start with the 49ers? Because last year was kind of a disaster as soon as Jimmy Garoppolo went down, and I don't think there was a lot of hope as the season went on, maybe a little bit with a backup quarterback. Is there reason for a resurgence in hope and kind of an uplifting story to the 49ers as we get ready to approach the 2019 season?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I thought the hope, even like going into last season, there was a little bit of hype or a lot of hype. And I think it was all on the shoulders of Jimmy Garoppolo. Now, you know, out the gate, the 49ers had a tough, I guess, schedule with Minnesota, 10 a.m. start, and then Kansas City, 10 a.m. start, two tough places to play. And those games didn't start out well. But I thought down the stretch they had a chance, if they were healthy, to kind of make a little bit of noise and lost a bunch of close games. Jimmy Garoppolo went down, and, so did the season pretty much. But going into this year, I don't think the expectations are as high, but they actually should be higher going into this year with just the roster that they've kind of put together. And I've kind of been on a like my idea of this team is just if they can't win with the roster they've put together now and guys are 30 healthy, then maybe it's not the players, maybe it's someone else that's the issue, head coach or whatever. But I really like a lot of what they've done, you know, just moves that they've made.
Eric, when you look at the 49ers, I think last year, before Garoppolo got hurt, at least for me, it was, look, get to 500, and that's a great year for you. It was year two of since Lynch and Shanahan got 6 years. And then Garoppolo, as we talked about, got hurt, and then everything kind of fell apart. And so I'm back to, if you can get to 800, if you can get to 500 this year, that's a good year for the Niners. I know a lot of optimistic fans are thinking, you know, more than 8 wins, but I think that's where you have to start in terms of the next step. You got to go 500 before you can think that you're knocking on the door of the elite or even a playoff team.
Yeah, I think like 8-8 should be the floor. It's like that should be like, I absolutely have to get to 8-8. Now, if they can squeak out another win or two, that would be awesome. But 8-8 should be the floor where at least you would feel better going into year four. But anything less than that, I think, would be very disappointing, really.
We saw where Odell Beckham Jr. didn't show up for OTAs. What's it like for the guys who do show up when a guy doesn't show up, especially a big name doesn't show up? Does that demoralize some things, or do you guys just say, hey, listen, you know, if he's not here, he's not here. Let's just play with the guys we got.
You know, when I was with the Jets, and I was there throughout the entire, you know, OTAs and all of that, we had 100% participation. So, you know, I didn't necessarily go through that. But I will say, for a veteran, I don't think it's as big of a deal as some people are making it. Unless you are, you know, a new player with a new team, and that can kind of give you a chance to kind of, you know, build some type of rapport with the quarterback, and, you know, especially for somebody like Odell. But like you said, you know, it's not my first rodeo, you know. He said he feels like he can, you know, get on that page, you know, during training camp. And so he's a hard worker. I think a lot of times OTAs as well is gives you a chance to prepare your body. And he does a fairly good, you know, job of that. I think some of his injuries have been more like breaks, like a broken ankle and stuff. But I think out of all people, he'll be fine. I don't think it's as big a deal for him. Now, his teammates, I'm pretty sure, would love to have him there, especially guys like probably Jarvis Landry, who probably vouched, you know, to get him there. Because, you know, when coaches and front office, when they want to trade for someone, they definitely, you know, will talk to some guys that have been around that player. So I'm pretty sure they went to Jarvis Landry and said, hey, what type of person, what type, you know, all this. And he probably said, hey, a hard worker, he'll be here for everything. And then, boom, he's not there for OTAs. But outside of that, it sounds, you know, from everything I hear and some of the guys I talk to that know Odell, he's an amazing person, great down-to-earth guy. So I think he'll be fine.
The voice you hear is that of Eric Crocker. He's a former NFL player and the host of the Press Coverage podcast and a contributor for 4th and 9. Eric, this isn't exactly, well, it's not Niners or Raiders, but it is NFL, so I'm going to throw it out to you. Kyler Murray, did it surprise you that he went number one? And did there come a moment in time where it became not quite a surprise? Because it seemed like he was far back in everybody's minds at one time, and then all of a sudden he becomes, you know, the clear-cut number one. I just don't know how that happened so fast.
Yeah, so when I was watching him play, I'm like, man, this guy's kind of special. But in my head, I never envisioned him as like a first overall pick or anything like that, because the consensus was he was going to play baseball and he wasn't playing football. So as I was watching him, I'm like, well, you know, yeah, he does some special things with how he can throw the ball, and it's almost, I don't want to compare him to Patrick Mahomes, but he can do some type of freaky things like that, and he has that, again, I don't want to compare him to Michael Vick, but that game-breaking type speed. So there are a lot of things that I'm like, man, if he does go to the NFL, that would be some scary stuff. So, you know, knowing all of that about him and seeing him go number one, I'm not necessarily surprised of the outcome. It was just kind of, I just never expected him to play football. So that part of it was kind of surprising.
All right, Eric, we got to run. We're tight a little bit on time here. We got a couple of things with this breaking story on the Lakers stuff, so we want to bounce back to it. But we certainly want to have you on as we get closer to training camp and everything going on. We appreciate the insights, man. Thanks very much for joining
us. Thank you, Eric.
No problem. Go Lakers.
Look at that. Sticking it to us.
On his way out.
Taking that knife and just sticking it to us. What is it with all these people? Listen, this is going to be the story, right? This, by the way, per Woj, did you get this in? Teams already expressing significant interest in the number 4 overall pick belonging now to the Pelicans, league sources tell ESPN. Talks are expected to continue over the next few days. This deal could get even bigger for the Pelicans.
What? I don't understand. Significant interest in the number 4 overall pick. Why would you not hang on to... Draft picks are so valuable these days. I wouldn't be giving up 3 picks. I don't like this. Look, I don't like the Lakers to begin with, but I don't like this deal for the Lakers just on.
They got the best player. The best player always wins.
I don't know, man. You just gave up 3 first rounders and 3 solid young players.
Here's one for you. Who just won the LOB, Lawrence O'Brien? Who just won that?
The Raptors.
How many lottery picks were on the Raptors lineup? On their roster. How many lottery picks were on the Toronto Raptors
roster? Great question. I don't believe any.
You're correct. Not one lottery pick was on their roster.
Okay.
So if you're LA, you're saying, if you can have number 4 this year, that's fine. But the next 2 number ones we give you, we're going to be so good, it doesn't matter. They're going to be in the 20s. You're going to have to mine for gold and hope that you get it. Could happen.
Right.
You could get Kawhi. But you could get... who's the guy, Bennett, who Cleveland took with the number 1 overall pick and he's out of the league now?
Remember that?
From UNLV? The Canadian kid.
Yeah. How about this one, Jim?
How about this, Michael?
Draymond Green for the number 4 pick from New Orleans.
Nope.
Hell no. No way.
I don't know what number 4 is.
Exactly, and I know exactly what Draymond is, and I have a pretty good idea what he's going to be for the next 5 years.
See, here's my deal on draft picks. Remember when the Warriors had the number 1 overall selection in the NBA draft and they took Joe Smith from Maryland, who is a foreshore power forward, going to be in the NBA for 12 years?
I do remember, and he was like a warm glass of milk.
He was fine. He was a fine NBA player. And do you remember who was taken 3 or 4 picks after him?
No.
His, I'm trying to think of a good way to try and give you. He played. He came out of high school. He was drafted straight out of high school. No, he actually went 13th, I believe, 13th of the Charlotte Hornets. This guy came straight out of high school, and everyone said, "High school player going to the NBA."
Kevin Garnett.
Yeah.
Really.
Kevin Garnett.
Wow.
So that just goes to show you, with the first round pick, if you have the number 1 overall, Zion might look like all that in a bag of chips. Hey, all you got to do is look at the Warriors roster.
True.
Anthony Bennett's the guy we're talking about, the number 1 overall.
Who's Anthony to say you don't get Bennett. That? Let's talk to Chris in 101. We'll wrap up the phone call segment of the program before we hop into good for ball, bad for ball. What's happening, Chris? How are you?
I'm good. And I just got to say, I Googled that guy's name I just had on, and he didn't come up. I don't know where you guys got him from. Let's do my text next time, please.
Okay.
As for the Lakers, this just turned into Cleveland West. Basically, right? It's a mess from the front office down. It's LeBron trying to feed his ego. The front office trying to feed their ego, but not really thinking of the big picture, right? They have nothing else around them.
Yet, it's just starting. They got a lot of time to put the rest of the team together.
Well, of course they got a lot of time to put the rest of the team together, but that's the thing. LeBron doesn't have much time. It's not easy playing with LeBron. Now, Anthony Davis is going to have to change his whole game. It's from the way he's played since Kentucky, he's been the man. And he's going to have to change his whole game for LeBron. Can he do that in 1 year?
I think he's that talented. Remember, he had a change when Boogie Cousins came over from the Sacramento Kings. He had a change then. LeBron's a different cat, though. To play with him is different.
Yeah. How about this one? I don't like this because it suggests something that we heard from the Raptors fans when KD went down, and it wasn't fun, but here it is. It will be great if the Lakers lose AD next year and they lose all those assets they gave up too. That sounds like somebody wanting somebody else to get hurt. I'm against that.
I don't want anyone getting hurt.
What did you think of the Raptors fans' reaction cheering KD going down and then their own players telling them to relax?
I was in a group of people watching the game, so I wasn't honed in on what the announcers were talking
about. But you were with some Canadians, weren't you?
Yes, and when we saw the injury happen and Durant walk off the floor, my interpretation was the fans were cheering his greatness as he walked off the floor, not that they were mocking him.
No, they were cheering him. They were cheering while he was still down, and that's when the players like realized the Raptors players realized it and said no. But and so once KD got up as he was walking out, they started chanting MVP or no, started chanting KD. Like, okay,
I think was pretty cool.
It was cool, but the players had to tell him uncool what you had done before.
I think that there's a lot that went into that circumstance.
Okay.
It's not black and white. There was a continuation of a play in which the Raptors were going down to score a basket. And I think the immediate excitement of the play, the action, the home team, we're doing well. A guy got hurt, and I think there are always going to be a bunch of jag bags. Hey,
sure.
A Warrior owner shoved Kyle Lowry.
Jag bags, my favorite new word. I love that.
And so that's going to happen.
Yeah, and you don't know exactly what every person cheering was cheering for.
But I think the overwhelming support for KD as he walked off the floor and the GoFundMe page that's made already over $29 million. I'm sorry, $29,000 in donations.
For what?
For Kevin Durant's foundation.
Oh, okay.
Canadians, a Raptor fan, open a GoFundMe page.
Guilty conscience.
For Canada. There's nice people. I was sitting there with
married to one of them.
I watched game six, and I always said, you know, I live by my creed.
Yep.
Never trust a Canadian. But I did marry one, and I've got three children who are Canadians. And I was watching it at another Canadian's house, and we had this whole group. They're mostly Canadians and two Warrior fans, and one of them was a six-year-old kid, and he was really into the Warriors. And when the game ended, that kid, poor kid, was in tears.
Really?
And I felt bad because the Canadian fans are cheering their Raptors. First ever win in a poor six-year-old. And I looked at that six-year-old kid and I said, that was me when the Blackhawks lost in 71 to the Montreal Canadiens. And I woke up thinking I was a Stanley Cup champ and I saw that the Hawks blew a 2-0 lead and I was in tears.
I feel bad for both of you now.
Yeah, I know.
Wow.
It shaped me as a fan. Wow. I think at the time I was 7 or 8 or something.
Is that why you have that bitter edge that...
I don't have a bitter edge. I am the most likable Bay Area sports media member. In the book.
No, everybody thinks you're bitter. You didn't know that? Everyone thinks, oh, Coe's a bitter, negative guy.
Yeah, they do. They do say you got to watch him, though, because you think he's nice, and he's not as nice as he comes across.
Yes, he is. He's even nicer.
And that's true. Very true. I am not the guy you think I am. But if you think less of me, maybe that's good.
If AD signs an extension in 2020, LeBron will turn 36 a couple of months later. What makes the Lakers that much better than
the Pelicans?
Than the Pelicans with a bunch of young talent. LeBron James and Anthony Davis.
They're great.
Right?
They're great. And let me tell you this. Much the same way we saw the Warriors break down this year, because they had five spectacular years of finals appearances. Going into this year, they had played 83 playoff games, which is a full season more on their body. I don't even know how many playoff games they played this year, but it was a bunch.
About 20.
LeBron has done that for 8 years individually with different teams. This year, he didn't.
Right. So he'll be rested?
He played less than 82 this year. He comes back next year, and I think he's got a little something in the tank, both the physical tank and the emotional tank.
Because they managed his load.
Exactly. We do have a Magic Johnson tweet. Magic has weighed in on the trade.
No way.
Would you like? Can I hear from Magic? Do we have Magic with us today?
It's just a tweet.
Oh, I thought we had some Magic
sound.
Oh, yeah,
we do have Magic sound. I ain't going to be here.
That was very good. Magic Johnson tweeted this out. Did it have a check mark? Did it have a blue check mark?
It did.
Okay, just checking. It wasn't like Magic Johnson with a J? You know, because I've seen that before. And then there's always one guy with like a Woj knockoff account, and he's tweeting like crazy stuff on the day of the NBA trade deadline. And sports radio stations across the globe are always going with some. Yeah, yep. I think it's just get destroyed. All right, Magic Johnson. Great job by owner Jeannie Buss bringing Anthony Davis to the Lakers. Laker Nation, the Lakers are back in the championship hunt. Congratulations to the entire organization. I know LeBron James has a big smile on his face. I'm loving this. He seemed to forget the name of the general manager, Rob Pelinka, who pulled off the deal. Thanking Jeannie Buss. You know why he did that?
Because he's calculated and vindictive and a little bit bitter.
And wants to buy the Lakers. So he makes sure that he stays on Jeannie's good side.
Okay.
He left Rob Pelinka. Pelinka got the deal done. He thanks Jeannie Buss and says, Jeannie, you did a great job here. He wants to buy them. Kobe wants to buy them through Rob Pelinka as the general manager. I'm telling you, that's where the ultimate fight's going to be.
Kobe versus Magic?
Kobe versus Magic as to who gets to buy the Lakers.
Who do you think Lakers fan hold in higher esteem?
That's a great question. This is my belief. You should hold Magic in higher esteem.
Mm-hmm.
You do hold Kobe in higher esteem. For the only reason being, most fans remember what Kobe did.
Recency bias?
Most fans heard about what Magic did.
Right.
So
you saw Kobe, heard about Magic.
Yep. And to me, like when I was a kid growing up, the things I heard about players, the Babe Ruths and the Ty Cobbs, that was always bigger than what I saw.
Sure.
Like I could make that even bigger. In today's world, I saw Kobe. I want Kobe to own the Lakers.
Right.
Oh, Magic did that. Yeah, well, he had Kareem and those guys, whatever.
I'm not going to be there.
If you're a Laker fan, this is your day. Light your cigar.
Cozumel's a Canadian apologist.
I like Canadians. No, they're good people.
Coz is a traitor.
Hey, I was looking to move to Canada before it became popular. I just want people to know that. Okay? I'm a traitor.
Magic, this text is alluding to this, but yeah, I would think whose net worth is higher, Magic or Kobe?
Well,
Magic's one of the most successful businessmen in LA history.
Right. Now, remember, these guys aren't going to write a check out of their personal account.
They're throwing their name behind it as well.
And they're going to be the face of of an investment group.
Right, like Derek Jeter was for the Marlins.
Now, didn't Kobe invest in the sports drink? What's the sports drink?
Body Armor. Clay did that, too.
And he made like a $30 million killing on a $1 million investment or something like that. It was some kind of crazy.
Mm-hmm.
He did all right. So Kobe does a good job, but it's interesting. Who gets behind what? Like Peter Guber is part of the ownership group of the Dodgers, and Magic is in that group. Is that group also able to put together $4 to $5 billion to take over the Los Angeles Lakers?
I don't know. Are the Lakers more valuable than the Warriors right now?
I think the Lakers are.
Still?
I had heard on the show driving in with Steiny and JD, someone had said that the Warriors could become the most valuable team in the NBA once the building goes up.
Huh.
It's hard for me to believe that it would be more valuable than the Knicks and the Lakers based on geography, but I could be wrong.
If this texter is accurate, and even if they're not, thank you for trying to help us out. Magic is worth $600 million. Kobe is worth $350. That makes sense.
Okay.
Given what Magic's done as a businessman.
And they're each going to put some money in, but they're going to face one of the groups that goes in to buy. And when that eventually happens, you have to wonder if you're a Laker fan, who do you want? Hey, the group with Rob Pelinka just got you Anthony Davis.
No, it was owner Jeannie Buss. Jeannie Buss, according to Magic's tweet.
That's
right?
What I mean.
Hey, you want to play the most popular weekend radio game ever?
Who doesn't?
Of all time? Let's do it.
It's time for Good for Ball.
Oh, that was outstanding.
Or Bad for Ball.
That is a disgusting act.
Here's Michael Urban.
All right, we do mean everything. Everything in life can be labeled one of two ways, good for ball or bad for ball. If you hang out with me all day, you'll hear me say it 20, 30 times. It can be something as basic as, I don't know, a pothole that has been on your street forever. That's bad for ball. But the day after they fix it and you ride over it smooth, that's good for ball. It can be that simple. Jim, would you like to exhibit your command of the topic by giving me either a good for ball or a bad for ball from your day so far?
I never drive over the newly fixed pothole.
Yeah, it worries me. I think quicksand.
I always wonder if they've really done it the right way.
Right.
So, just tip for the... And, by the way, London Breed, don't be afraid to fix the streets here.
Don't be afraid, London.
Hey, because my deal is I'll be sending you the bill when I have to get my car realigned just to come to work. Next, your question, good for ball or bad for ball?
Yeah, give me one from your day thus far.
Good for ball. I got a workout in this morning, good for ball. I drove my daughter to her dive practice, good for ball. I will be alone for most of Father's Day. That's bad for ball.
That is bad for ball.
Yes.
All right. Well, I'll get to at least see you as we change shifts tomorrow.
I might just stay.
So no one, I'll give you a big surrogate dad hug.
I'm going to Allbirds tomorrow. I might buy myself some new shoes.
Ooh. Okay. Yeah. All right. Ready to go? Every year, HBO decides which football team they want to follow throughout the preseason and give us an inside look at the team's battles and struggles on Hard Knocks. Last season, big personalities like Baker Mayfield and Jarvis Landry shined and brought humor and excitement to the show. This year, we're doubling or tripling that content because Hard Knocks will be featuring the Bay Area's own, for now, Oakland Raiders in their last year before moving to Vegas. With huge controversial personalities such as Antonio Brown, Richie Incognito, John Gruden, and Vontaze Burfict, Oakland Raiders on Hard Knocks. Good for ball or bad for ball?
I vacillate on this one. I think the easy, maybe lazy answer is good for ball. Because not only are those great storylines, but to me, primarily the last year in Oakland is the biggest storyline of all. But is it bigger than the first year in Las Vegas? Would it have been better to do this show next year with the silver and black? And that's why I vacillate on this one, Michael. I'm not going to lie to you. I don't have an easy answer for this one. And I think this might be the most difficult of all. You've come out of the box swinging hard.
Yeah.
But in the end, I think it's you go with the lazy answer. It is good for ball. This is a highly entertaining team that will be the... if you only have to watch one football team in the Bay Area this year, it's the silver and black. I think it's good for ball, and it's going to be the most entertaining and highly rated of the Hard Knockses that we have seen so far.
All right. I hope it is, but I have a feeling, because when I think Raiders, I think paranoia, dishonesty with the media, playing games. I have a feeling that they will talk to everybody and get them to tamp down their personality, and so it won't be as entertaining as we or the NFL thinks it would be, ergo bad for ball. Moving on.
Be better next year?
Yeah, I agree with you there. I'd rather see their first year in Vegas.
Gruden and the GM, who's a great talker as well, you think they probably would have been more open next
year? It'll all be a little bit more relaxed. Yeah. I agree with you. As both the NBA Finals and Stanley Cup Finals finish up, some sports fans can't get their fix with baseball and are looking outside the box for content. Lucky for them, the Women's World Cup just started in France. The U.S. started their run for the Cup in a matchup against Thailand. They won 13-0 with Alex Morgan, formerly of Cal. Still hot. Leading the way with 5 goals. This is the biggest U.S. win over Thailand since the U.S. men's basketball team won 101-29 in the 56th Olympics. But after the win, people were complaining that the team shouldn't be celebrating as much as they did when they were up by that much. Celebrating goals in a blowout victory. Good for ball or bad for ball?
That was such an incredibly incredible show of poor sportswomanship. I was embarrassed.
Hmm.
And it got to the point where I felt bad. I rooted for Thailand at that point.
Mm-hmm.
And I think what they did a disservice. They've got some players who are pretty, they're pretty brash with their talk and how they dislike America and what America's doing. What they did was bad for America. So I hate what they did.
Okay.
And I feel less about it. I want them to win it all because I'm pro-USA, but I cheer for them a little less than I did before that happened. I thought that was disgusting what they did.
Will you buy the defense of at least the four, I think there were four, at least three. Three or four of those women scored their first goal ever in World Cup play. Should they not celebrate because they're leading by so much?
That's a great question. This first came about when, and the first time I saw this was when Jimmy Johnson used to run it up on Notre Dame, and then when Notre Dame used to run it up on Navy. And I always got pissed when Lou Holtz would run it up on Navy. And I'm a Notre Dame guy.
Right.
I'm not a big run it up on. And the argument is, do I tell the fourth string running back not to go into the end zone when this might be the only time he plays all year?
Right.
So I not knowing the nuance, was it the last player on the roster for Team USA who got in the game and scored? Was it a new player who's going to be a face of the team in a few years? So that's a harder one for me to answer. But I saw when Rapinoe jumps into the arms of Morgan, who are longtime champion, great players. You know what? Tone it down.
Yeah,
you guys know better.
And
you know what? I don't think Rapinoe does.
And also,
but you should
also remember there is goal differential means something in the World Cup.
Yeah.
So that's fine. Keep scoring the goals. Just don't celebrate them like you just, you know, won the World Cup. That's what I would say.
13 is pretty big differential, though.
We again turn our attention to HBO as they just concluded a dramatic miniseries on the Chernobyl disaster on April 26, 1986, which is actually our young producer's birthday. And the fallout of that tragedy is documented as well. The Chernobyl plant still, to this day, has parts that are uninhabitable due to the radiation levels from the meltdown. In an age of social media and influencers, people have been flocking to model and have photo shoots at the deadly site, taking pictures, hanging out of their protective suits, and holding radiation meters. Modeling in Pripyat at the Chernobyl nuclear disaster site. Good for ball or bad for ball?
I watched the opening episode of Chernobyl and saw some of the, like, the fire department goes out there to try it, and the guy picks up just a something that he looks at his buddy. They're both, you know, shooting the hoses and trying to get the flames, and he holds up this rock of some kind. He says, "What do you think this is?" And he puts it down, and then 5 minutes later, he's on the ground, and his hand is, like, burning and melting.
Oh, my gosh, really?
You know, yeah, it's to show the devastation of what that was. That first episode is pretty chilling.
Thought you were going to say it was a skull that he grabbed.
No, it was something that had burned down from when it exploded and when there was a malfunction. With that said, we should still have nuclear power throughout the United States of America. It should be the number one source of power that we utilize, but we've got idiots running our country. That's my own little, that's a big deal to me, but that's just my life. I think, what was the question? Good for ball or bad for ball?
Mm-hmm.
What is it? Chernobyl?
Modeling.
That's stupid. That's just people being stupid.
Yeah,
that's bad for humanity.
Yeah.
Bad for humanity.
Bad for brains. Real if you quick, have brains, you shouldn't be doing that.
Can I give you a quick one on the text line over our last thing? Dancing and team celebrations for Alex Morgan's fourth and fifth goal, pretty disrespectful, especially to a very respectful country like Thailand.
True.
Thank you very much, 650, for jumping, for actually being far more eloquent than I was. I'm more emotional in my response to that. You're more, you know, intelligent.
O.J. Simpson launched a Twitter account with a video post in which the former football star said he's got a little getting even to do. Simpson confirmed the new account to the Associated Press on Saturday, saying in a phone interview while out on a Las Vegas golf course that it will, quote, be a lot of fun. Quote, "I've got some things to straighten out," he said. O.J. Simpson on Twitter, good for ball or bad for ball? Well, if what he needs to straighten out is who the real killers were, if that's what he's going to dedicate his time and Twitter account to, then go get him, OJ. I don't see that OJ Simpson has anything redeeming to bring to the world from this point forward.
I get it. He's a free man. It's bad for ball, though. It's a bad look to do it this week when it's the 25th anniversary of the murders.
Is that right?
Yeah, and they started the Goldman family as a podcast about exposing OJ for a lot of the wrongs that he did. It's the sister and the father, and they have it's just a horrible scenario. For him to do it this week especially is disgusting on top of disgusting
lame.
And filth. So I think that's incredibly bad for ball.
All right, we've got time for one more, and I'm going to... Okay, I like this one.
Sour mood. It sounds like I'm in a sour mood.
It does, but you're not. The Mississippi State Bulldogs played against the Stanford Cardinal in the Starksville Super Regional, and in Game 2, Elijah McNamee hit a three-run bomb to extend the lead to 8-1 in the ninth inning and stamp their ticket to the College World Series. As he was rounding first base, the umpire started yelling at him, telling him to hurry up and round the bases already. Umpires getting upset at a college kid after the biggest home run of his life. Good for ball or bad for
ball?
Awful
for ball.
Terrible.
You know what?
Mind your business, jackass.
It's a celebration and go have fun. Sports are about having fun.
Sports are supposed to be fun, and the last 4 hours have been just that for me, Jim. Thank you.
Until we saw that the Lakers acquired Anthony Davis.
I'm still having the best time.
You might have to close the show. You got 10 seconds.
All right. The Warriors are going to re-sign Klay and KD. They're going to make it as a seventh seed and then win the title next year at Chase Center.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.